In Northwest news, it's been nearly 2 months since the deadly shooting at Marysville Pilchuck High School. Since then, dozens of students and families have turned to the state for financial help to deal with the tragedy. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle explains.
68 Marysville Pilchuck families have applied for and received assistance from what's called the Crime Victim Compensation Fund. The state set the fund up about 40 years ago, and it's often been used over the years to help families of murder victims pay for things like funeral costs. More broadly, people affected by crimes can use the funds to pay for counseling. In the case of the killings at Marysville Pilchuck, all students at the school are eligible, even if they didn't actually witness what happened. Marge Martin, who directs the nonprofit group Victim Support Services, says that makes sense, given the magnitude of the tragedy.
It has affected every single one of them and will affect choices they make and things that how they look at things for the rest of their lives.
In the weeks following the shootings, Martin's group worked to encourage Marysville Pilchuck families to apply for the state's compensation fund. But she says at the time, a lot of people were just too traumatized to even think about it. Now she's pushing them to go ahead and apply, even if they don't use the services right away.
And as, you know, things play out through these kids' high school years, you know, they may decide that 2 or 3 years down the road they need it.
Martin says students who want to apply for funds can pick up packets in the high school counselor's office. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.
A candlelight vigil to remember the victims of the Marysville Pilchuck shooting during this holiday season will be held tonight from 7 to 8 at Camford Park in Marysville.